Welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. You know, it's really getting to be an awful lot of fun doing these things. It is about 9:30 here on November 24th, the day very close to actually before Thanksgiving. Boy, we all have a lot of things to be thankful for. The main thing that Big Al has to be thankful for, I have to say, is the amendment that allows me to say whatever I want to say. And I have to say, I believe that's the main thing that Jim has to be also grateful for, in addition to his wonderful family. Jimmy, let's talk about the latest Rasmussen poll, which pitted pitted President Biden against former President Donald Trump. You're on, bud.
Rasmussen Reports did a survey, and it looks like likely voters would pick Trump 45% to 32% over Biden if the election were held today. And what's really interesting is that the critical swing group is independents, and they choose Trump 47% to 20%. Those are massive numbers. Yeah.
Well,
and we know there's an election coming up. There's a percentage, 17% would like someone else, but actually a large number of Biden voters say they wouldn't vote for him again, and 8% of Biden voters said they'd go for Trump this next time. So that would be a complete blowout if, in fact, the election were held today.
Let's talk about the fact, Jimmy, that Kyle Rittenhouse, after doing a really good interview on Fox last night, which I watched, I'm going to try to post it, but I want to check the copyrights first. It looks like Kyle is on his way down to Mar-a-Lago to visit with Donald Trump. Any comments on that?
I think Kyle Rittenhouse was absolutely maligned by the media.
Yeah.
That he was used as a political tool for people that were trying to divide this nation. And what it turns out is, one, he was found innocent by 12 people in a jury.
Yep.
That a lot of the facts that the media had said were facts were actually false and lies. And that he's actually a much better guy trying to do the right thing than a lot of people expected. And even in an interview with Chris Cuomo, who is no fan of the right, or certainly not of Kyle Rittenhouse, he interviewed Kyle's lawyer, and Kyle's lawyer explained, and even Chris Cuomo had to kind of admit that Rittenhouse was articulate, he's smart, and he actually, you know, kind of changed the narrative. I think he was trying to keep CNN from being sued again. I think it's a little too late because a lot of these media organizations are going to be crushed, I think, by legal lawsuits for defamation by Kyle Rittenhouse. But what we're seeing here is that
defamation.
I'm sorry?
You said defamation by Kyle Rittenhouse. You mean of Kyle Rittenhouse?
I'm sorry. Yeah, defamation of Kyle Rittenhouse. Yes, sorry.
You're the smartest guy in the world. You don't have to be smart. Sorry.
Yeah, I think he's going to be sued by Kyle Rittenhouse for defamation.
So. Right.
So I think he showed himself very well. He's articulate. And, of course, he spent some time this week with former President Trump as well. And I think that the White House is doubling down on their statements for Biden calling him white supremacist. I think that's divisive. I think many Americans are beginning to see through that. Unfortunately, it takes so much because the media has really, really used these political, these very volatile issues to create division with the U.S.
Yep. I think you're 100% right. Let's talk about the next potential target in the United States of incredible violence. Let's go down to Georgia. What's going on there, Jimmy?
So the Ahmaud Arbery case, where three people, one of them formerly a police officer, actually ended up shooting Ahmaud Arbery after a confrontation of thinking he was doing burglaries in a neighborhood. It's a complicated case. The jury is now set to provide a verdict. If that verdict came out based on the facts, and this is just analysis, if the verdict comes out based on facts that these guys acted in self-defense because Arbery was grabbing for the weapon or whatever, that would create incredible violence and response because basically we're in mob rule. And at the same time, the jury and the community are under great pressure to convict. I don't I was not there. I don't know the facts, the specifics of the case. The entire case has been gone before a jury right now. It would be nice if Americans actually respected our justice system and we weren't working out of mob rule to intimidate and influence. But armed men and black militia groups have been on the steps of the courthouse in order to intimidate and influence. And unfortunately, local governance are allowing that influence to happen. And I think that's unfortunate for our both faith in America, but also the corruption and the continued influence of media and people that destroyed trust and faith in our justice system.
Well, I understand, Jimmy, from what you told me earlier, that the Reverend Sharpton, by the way, he was ordained at the age of 8 years old. That kind of says something to me. But anyway, having said that, known fact, anyway, having said that, Jimmy, he's also down there stirring the pot, so to speak.
Absolutely. This is an opportunity for the for the grifters and the race baiters to absolutely undermine and destroy and potentially cause riots. We know what happened after the Rodney King verdict with the police when they were looked at by a jury and found innocent and the total destruction. And, of course, the civil rights case that followed in order to convict those law enforcement officers, regardless of the facts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure by the Department of Justice in this Biden administration to continue the narrative that America is racist. This is an unfortunate incident. There may have been race involved. It may have been it's very difficult, again, from the outside to say, and that's what we have to realize, that, you know, we can't make that the people in the justice system that are actually the jurors are responsible for this. And that's, we have to trust that system to a certain extent in order to ensure the continuation of our civilization, at the same time questioning it, but using intimidation tactics will only, you know, only inflame the situation. And I'm afraid people like Al Sharpton and a number of these other actual, you know, race baiting grifters are going to create very difficult problems regardless of the outcomes of this case.
Well, Jimmy, they've already created very difficult problems. There's no question about that, man. None whatsoever. You know, I'm kind of wondering, I spent a lot of time last night going over comments. By the way, I really appreciate all the comments. Editorial that Jim and I did yesterday got about 40 comments as of this morning. When I was working on it last night, we had about 20. Unfortunately, last night we only seemed to have one person who is a constant commentator, and that would be you, CFS. CFS, I got to tell you, you provide some of the most valuable input that I've ever seen, along with Eddie, along with Out of the Box, along with Irish Tony, who I haven't heard from for a long time. But you guys are all really great. Tony, I hope you're doing good, man. You and I have a pretty good friendship going based on some of the conversations, I would have to say, that you and I have had on Skype. Willing to get you on the show anytime you want to come on, Tony. And the same as you, CFS, and virtually everybody else. Eddie, Out of the Box, everybody else. Love to get you on the show. That you guys are, without a doubt in the world, probably the best commentators of any forum similar to ours. Jimmy and I, by the way, are talking very seriously about taking this thing to the video level. Before we do that, though, we want to make sure we can do it absolutely right. I was listening to some of the people, CFS, who you provided me links with, and I think we're as good as any of those guys. I don't want to say we're better, because you know what? There is strength in numbers, and that's what I really believe. If we can get at least a dozen or so really qualified websites, really good websites that are stressing common sense, we can, as a group, make a difference. No ulterior motives, no trying to sell a product, no trying to sell subscriptions, just people who really care about America. Jimmy, you got the final word, bud.
Yeah, I just there's two things that I think people ought to take a look at. One is Karen Langston, a former Pfizer employee and an analyst, is saying that significant problems with the Pfizer vaccine, that in fact people 1.3% of rate for people who were not injected with the vaccine got COVID, and 4.34% of people that did get the vaccine. That's 300% difference. Yep. That's a problem that must be looked at. The WHO is saying that the vaccine is giving people false security, which is an admission that, in fact, it's not working. And then the second thing that's really important for people to look at, if they look at the the Federalist article on Brian Kemp and the 36 inconsistencies in Fulton County for the election in 2020 and the analysis that was done, that will actually – that's a very important point on election integrity and what the future of our nation is if we don't correct some of these problems. And I think that's a very good read. So National Review, take a look at it on the letter from Brian Kemp.
Yeah, and I also want to add to that, I want to say one other thing. I'm reading some very, very interesting, what I consider to be common sense articles coming out of The Atlantic. Agree or disagree, I find them to be very, very interesting. Anything happens down in Georgia of any consequence or anybody else in the country, in any place else in the country, Jimmy and I will be back this afternoon. Thanks, James.
Uh-huh.